This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M rocks local sport.
Time to talk a whole lot of sport. Barney and Milo are in the studio. KG is on the line. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. Barney and Milo, good morning, boys.
Well, a very sad day, Ken. Dean Jones, he was a great cricketer. The figures show that. He was a great performer. Our memories remember that. But the thing that really sparks me is that after cricket, he was a great contributor to not only cricket, but to the greater community. And he was that contributor right up until the day he died.
And no doubt about that, Barney and Milo, on a very, very sad day. He was a unique character, Dino. He played the game as the game was designed to be played. He went out there and played a few shots and did it his way. He always had an opinion, Dino, on the particular one-day game. It was fantastic at that. And he'll be remembered for his unique way in which he played the game. And it just goes to prove how sad that when things like this happen that our thoughts go out to his family. And it's just an absolute tragedy at 59, guys. God, it makes you realise that every day is so precious.
Spot on, KG. Even in COVID times, don't take
correct,
it for granted.
Correct.
Now,
yep.
KG, AFL, there's a group of teams will play finals, but already the horse trading, the slashing of lists, the merry-go-round. Now, Brad Crouch, the Crows yep. approach, go away, get your best deal and come back and talk. What do you reckon?
Well, it's going to be interesting. If I was a betting man, Barney and Milo, I'd put money on the fact that he'll probably leave the Crows. But this is as I said to you guys a couple of weeks ago, this is a test now because he's our best and fairest. His last month was fantastic. And now Adelaide, if he does decide to move on, have to get the best possible deal they possibly can for a player of his calibre. And, I hate this part of the season. You know, you have players going here, going there, and delisting players. It's just an ugly part of the game. I know it's a part of it, but it's the ugly part. But Adelaide now have to get, if he decides to go, got to get the best deal, no doubt.
Now, one of the most beautiful parts of the game is what we saw a week ago when the Adelaide played Carlton, and at the end of the match gave Bryce Gibbs a wonderful send-off, except there's one individual in Adelaide who played football, we won't mention who he was, who thinks that was a bad thing to do because it showed that Carlton don't have the killer instinct. Now, kiddies out there, football is not war. It's a game, and you don't have to have a killer instinct to succeed at this game. I just deplore that sort of attitude.
Well, Barney, that's what team sport is built on. When you cross the line, you have a crack. But in moments like we saw with Bryce Gibbs, I thought that was a fantastic gesture. Full marks to Rory Stone. Whoever the person was critical. It's got no bloody feeling at all because that's one of the great moments in football where the two guys that cheered him off were in his bridal party. He played over 250 games for the Carlton Football Club, and that's a large part of his life. That to me was one of the most significant things I've seen in a long, long time. Given the fact it's been a terrible year from most people's point of view, to see that happen was fantastic. I agree with you wholeheartedly, Barney.
Now, we had all the AFL awards, and we must remember the little fella from Kybe who was told very early on, don't get your hopes up, you're too small. I interviewed him way back when he was a nobody. Lachie Neal, All-Australian second time, Coach's Player of the Year, the MVP from the players, which is always cherished. Yeah, we never know. So it'll be interesting to see if the umps follow through.
Well, he's got to win. He'd be the hottest favourite probably in the last 10 years. Although, having said that, Travis Boak, who's just been named vice-captain of the All-Australian team and thoroughly deserved that honour, he's had a wonderful year, probably, if not arguably, his best year at Port Adelaide. And what a wonderful servant he's been. So he'll poll well, but Lachie Neal should win the Brownlow hands down. And I'm so pleased to see Patrick Dangerfield nominated as captain of the All-Australian team. In my view, and my view's not worth two bob, but five you, he's the best footballer going around in AFL footy.
I also agree. I hope Lachie Neal wins the Brownlow, but the smoky there is Bonton Pelly from the Dogs.
Well, he's had a good year, and he's the sort of player that would attract attract the attention of umpires. So I'll be surprised if he doesn't bowl well, Barney. They are.
Have you been having a sneak look at the IPL, KG?
No, I haven't. I'm not a big fan. I'll be brutally honest. I'm not a big fan of the Indian Premier League, and I just think, and for what it's worth, in my opinion, it's not worth two bob. But I don't think anybody's worth $3 million or $2.4 million. I just think that's outrageous, and that's not really what sport's about, in my view.
Well, I'm looking forward to the 1st of October, a great final series. I cannot pick, not only can I not pick who I'm going to win the grand final, I can't even pick who's going to be in the grand final.
Oh, well, that's the wonderful part of the season as it unfolds, Barney and Milo. I defy anybody with a great deal of confidence to say West Coast or Port Adelaide or whoever can win the flag. It's so wide open. And next Thursday night, what a cracker that is going to be at Adelaide. Oh, a beauty.
Well, we're going to talk to you next Friday, and we'll dissect it then. We'll talk to you then. You take care.
Good on you, Ken. Boys. Have a good day.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. 963 Triple M.